What do you call the thing that your wife fries?
Skillet. Spider.
Mm-hmm. Any other word?
Frying pan.
Okay. What about for, what about for, boiling something?
A stew? Stew pan? Broiler?
Mm-hmm.
Pot?
Anything else?
Pot. Stew pan, broiler, and a pot. No, I don't have anything else.
What about a kettle?
Kettle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you eat soup with?
Spoon.
What do you keep flowers in?
Flowers and vase.
Anything else?
Flower pots. I got one hanging around here someplace. You may be interested to see, but I don't see it now. An old vase.
Oh.
Oh, there it is, over there behind the store with that yellow flag right on the cloth.
Oh, uh-huh.
And you know where that originally was from?
Hmm.
The dashboard of an old buggy.
Huh. Very nice.
The swanky buggies that come out them days, what I mean, good job, see. They had one on each side of the dashboard. A flower vase. And that's the only one we could get hold of, or have been able to yet.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen them before.
And they're like hen's teeth. They're awful,
yeah,
scarce.
Mm-hmm.
Found that and down at Oxford.
Very nice. After you have your meal, after you eat, your wife says, "I must
do the dishes."
Mm-hmm.
Then I get up and do them.
Or do the dishes, or what? What else?
Wash the dishes.
Would you say that again, please?
Wash the dishes.
Mm-hmm. And first she cleans them all over with soap, and then she
puts them in the water, dish pan.
Uh-huh. And after she washes them, and before she dries them, she does what?
Scalds them.
Uh-huh. Or
drains them. Drain them.
Yeah. Before you drain them, though.
Well, you set them in the drainer.
Yeah. When she puts water, plain hot water on them, what do you call that?
In the dish pan, you mean?
No, after she finishes washing, actually, then she puts them under some plain hot water. What's that called?
Draining them. Drain? I believe I'll
give it. It's like scalding. Is there another word for scalding dishes?
Scalding would be just as good.
Or rinsing.
Or wrenching.
Mm-hmm. Can you say that again, please?
Wrenching. I should have known it, but I didn't.
Well, as I say, some of these are hard. I mean, I don't like to tell you, but sometimes I have to.
Yeah, sure.
Because
that's all right. That's the way a fellow learn. You remember them.
Well, also the fact that since there are many different words for these things, and all of them perfectly good, but
mm-hmm.
Is it that sometimes I have to have a particular word to see how you pronounce it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Other times it doesn't make difference what the word is, but in some cases I have to know how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
What do you call the piece of cloth that your wife uses to wash the dishes?
The wash rag.
Mm-hmm. And
dish cloth.
And what do you call for drying them?
The wiping rag.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Towel.
Mm-hmm.
Dish towel.
Dish towel. Mm-hmm. and after you take a bath, you dry yourself off, and what do you use?
Bath towel.
Mm-hmm. Now, You don't have the water in the house yet, but you do have what in the house?
The faucets.
Mm-hmm. Now, for water in the sink, you call that a faucet, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, any other word for it?
Let's see. Valve.
Mm-hmm. What about on a barrel? You know, you turn the little thing on the barrel.
Oh, that's a valve.
It's
that's
a valve,
valve
too. what about, say you have a place on the outside of the house to hook your hose on, what would you call that?